Don and Jess, and we have been celebrating the 12 days of Swiftmas since Taylor Swift's 34th birthday, which was on the 13th, and we've got 12 full days of kind of a retrospective of the early era, her first era.
Yes, the debut era.
The debut era. So this is when she was 16, 17 years old, when I first discovered her, and everyone discovered her, with her first single, Tim McGraw. And had the opportunity to sit down in a studio with her one-on-one at 17 years old and ask her some big questions about her career so far, which was just beginning. And yesterday we talked about, what it's like, quote-unquote, growing up in the music industry. Her response was unbelievably mature.
So mature. At 17, I think I said that was definitely not my priorities as a 17-year teenage girl.
And then it ended up being very prophetic as well, which ended up, where she is now at 34 years old and mm-hmm. the, Time Person of the Year, billionaire, a total
definitely stuck
icon.
To her values.
Yeah.
Throughout.
So following that question, and remember, we're in the studio. It's me, it's her, and it's her band.
Where were you at? Was this Utah?
This was in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So, and her band was in there too, and they were just kind of hanging out. Okay. Yeah, they didn't have any instruments or anything. I think they maybe had one of those little boxes that they drum on and the little shaker.
Very minimal. Yeah.
And so, but she had her guitar and she was ready to play. So I said, hey, what's going to be your next single after Tim McGraw? And this was her response.
We are in decisions right now, and I think it's leaning towards a song called Teardrops on My Guitar. That's on my album, and it's one of my favorites. And it's about this guy that I used to sit next to in class, and he'd sit there and talk to me every single day. I had the biggest crush on him, and every day he'd talk to me about this other girl. So every day I got a big dose of, oh my God, she's so beautiful, she's so smart, she's so pretty, blah, 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 and all that stuff. So, I would sit there and lie to him every single day and tell him how happy I was for him. I never told him that I had this huge crush on him, but I did write a song with his name in it.
Drew looks at me, I fake a smile so he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I have to live without. Drew talks to me, I laugh 'cause it's just so funny that I can't even see anyone when he's with me. He says he's so in love, he's finally got it right. I wonder if he knows he's all I think about at night. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, the only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. Drew walks by me, can he tell that I can't breathe? And there he goes, so perfectly, the kind of flawless I wish I could be. She better hold him tight, give him all in love, look in those beautiful eyes and know she's a lucky cause. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, the only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. So I drive home alone as I turn out the light, I'll put his picture down and maybe get some sleep tonight. 'Cause he's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, the only one who's got enough of me to break my heart. He's a song in the car I keep singing, don't know why. do. He's the time taken up, but there's never enough, and he's all that I need to fall into. Drew looks at me, I fake a smile so he won't see.
Okay, so that was 17 years ago, live in a studio, sitting directly across from me. And little did I know, I mean, we had a feeling. little did I know that she would obviously turn into the absolute cultural phenomenon that she is and a musical icon that she is now at 34 years old. And again, the band was right behind her. They were standing there. I think one had the shaker, one had a mandolin. I think you may have heard the mandolin on there, and then they were doing a little backup harmony. But whatever happened to Drew? Dude, you...
He's probably kicking himself right now.
Drew, you blew it, bro. I'm just saying. You didn't know at 16, 17 years old. But, I mean, what a cool way to introduce everyone to her latest single after Tim McGraw. Right. And I will say, as we continue with this interview, there are more live performances in it.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, there's one where she literally plays it for the first time ever with her band, and the band had never gone through the entire song.
You're like, oh, what are you making me do?
And she just does it. And she just does it. And she slays it. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the haters are always going to hate. I mean, no matter.
I'm sure I had a song about that.
Especially if you're super talented and you have success and people are jealous of that.
Right.
And you're a young, pretty girl like Taylor, you know, I mean, 16, 17 years old, you know, it's like, oh, here we go. What is she? But I mean, her talent was undeniable at that age. I mean, when she first came into the studio with her mom and said, you know, and introduced herself, and I'm like, who's this girl with the wild hair and her little sundress and her 12-string guitar? I think that was it. When I saw her whip out a 12-string guitar and start playing, I'm like, there's something going on here. And by the time she was done, I was like, you know, look, I mean, I have the good fortune of being around and meeting a lot of new artists that come through the radio station. But I can honestly tell you that your daughter is going to be absolutely a huge megastar. And I'm glad that I was right about that. But at the same time, they were so humble about it. And mom was like, oh, shucks. Yes. Oh, you're just saying that. And I go, no.
It's so amazing.
I said, no. You really don't. You need to be ready, Mom, because it's going to happen. And I'm so glad it did. I mean, and there are more stories like that to share with the 12 Days of Swiftmas. And if you want to listen to them as we go along, they're on our website at wolfidaho.com. And hashtag Swifties, hashtag Swiftmas.
Swifties for life.
Day number 3 on The Wolf.